space in Sumter, South Carolina. After that, I went on to college in Charlotte, North Carolina, Johnson C. Smith University, majored in communications and journalism. And my father is actually from Cambridge, Massachusetts. So after graduation, my grandmother said, why don't you move to Boston? If you don't like it, you could always go back home. And I was like, okay, why not? So I came to Boston, moved to Cambridge area, and I've pretty much been here ever since. And my writing, I worked in television and radio for several years, and now I'm with an engineering consulting firm here in Boston. Been here for like 26 years, and I'm the proud mother of a son, Joshua Smith, who's recently married. So I have a daughter-in-law, she's a beautiful, wonderful daughter-in-law. So they got married last year. So that's that's kind of like me and a nugget, so to speak. But my writing style, I started writing as a child. I was always writing short stories, poems, and things of that nature. And as I got older, everyone said you had that knack. You should continue your writing, even in high school and college, because I was on the newspaper staff and things of that nature. And so I just kept writing. And you keep writing and for enjoyment. And, people said, like my teachers and professors, like, you might want to, consider this as a profession, become a writer and that sort of thing. And I'm like, okay, well, that's okay. It wasn't writing. I did it for the enjoyment, the relaxation, that sort of thing. Not necessarily thinking that it was going to be, a source of income, life kind of went on. But for some reason, a character, Brenda, came into my head, and I just started writing about this character and her trials and tribulations and things of that nature. And all of a sudden, it became a book. Now, this happened back in the 90s. I started writing Still Searching back in the 90s. And not thinking really pretty much anything of it, but eventually it became a book. So, and at this time my son was born, and I found myself as a single mother. But it was a book. So I said, why not send it out to various publishers and see what happens? So back in the 90s, there was no internet and that sort of thing. You couldn't just push a button and your book is gone to a publisher. So I, printed 60 copies of this manuscript, and I sent it out to 60 publishing companies, and I was rejected by all 60. So no one likes rejection. So I, maybe it's just not my time. So I put the manuscript in my desk at work, and that was like in 97-ish, and kind of like forgot about it. And just went on with my life. I have a son to raise. I have, I have a life to live. So I just said, it's just not your time, Lorraine. And just went on with life. And back, I think 2017, that little nagging voice came to me and said, pull it out. Get that manuscript. And I ignored it for months. I did. I just, nope. No one likes rejection. I'm good. It just wasn't meant for me, so I'm gonna move on. But that voice kept saying, "Pull it out, Lorraine. Pull it out." So I pulled it out and dusted off, because there was like an inch of dust on that manuscript. So I pulled it out and dusted off, did some re-editing, and I sent the manuscript out again. And lo and behold, there were some publishers that said, "Hey, we like this." Let's talk. Let's talk about a contract. And that's basically how it was born. And, Still Searching. And, about, Brenda, who, is a young lady who's just trying to figure it out. It's a coming of age story. And it's just about a young lady who, the trials and tribulations of life, the roller coaster of life, so to speak, And, I found it, very intriguing. After you write it and you read it and you're like, I think I have something here. And obviously publishers did as well. So that's a little bit about me and Still Searching, how it was born.
And I'm really happy that you didn't give up on this. And the title itself feels like powerful and a little, you know, mysterious. What does still searching mean to you, and how did the title come up about?
After reading, you know, after writing the manuscript, you know, and, you know, reading Brenda's story, you know, I found she was searching, she was looking, she was trying to find and figure things out. And, you know, still searching. Perfect. You know, it just came to me like that after I, you know, put everything together and read the manuscript. And, but, you know, Brenda is looking for whether it's, you know, love, great career, you know, best college, the best this, you know, she was just searching for her happiness, whatever that is. And she was searching for it. And, you know, Brenda is still searching.
Yeah.
I think we're all always searching. We always, you know, want more. What's the next? And, you know, that's where Brenda is. And that's who her character is. And I think that's who most of all of us are. We, you know, we have one thing, but are we happy with it? And when you think you found it, it really isn't what we thought it was. So we, you know, go to the next.
Yeah.
You know, so that's, you know, that's how I came up with the title. But look, I want to mention this. When I signed my contract with the publishing company in October 2017, in December of 2017, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. I'm like, okay, it just seems like when you think, still searching, when you think you're there, you know, here comes a roadblock, here comes something else, you know, to deter or change, you know, your course. So I had to pivot, you know, while I was editing my book, I was, you know, going through chemo and radiation and surgery and, you know, all of those wonderful things that comes with breast cancer. But thank God I am, you know, breast cancer free. I'm a survivor now. So, but, you know, and my publishing company, Dorrance Publishing, they were absolutely fantastic because, you know, we could not have predicted this. So they were very patient and understanding, and we got through it, and, you know, Still Searching was born a little later than we thought, but than we planned, but it was still born. And yeah. I just wanted to mention that.
And you know that every book leaves behind an emotional imprint. Mm-hmm. And what do you want readers to feel as they turn the last page of Still Searching?
Never give up. Persevere. There's always a light, and you just have to find it. It's there. And, you know, that's the premise of the book. Just never give up. You know, life is wonderful. Life is beautiful. Life is going to give you challenges. People will work your last nerve. But you have to stay positive and never give up. And, you know, I'm 65 years old and I'm a first-time publisher. And that's another thing. I just wanted to let readers know, whatever your dream is and whatever your passion is, just never give up, because, you know, it could happen. If it can happen to me, it could happen to you. So just, you know, persevere, be resilient, you know. One no is not the end all.
Yeah.
So.
And, you know, stories often carry reflections of real life within their characters. Do any of the people in Still Searching represent real experiences or people in your own life?
Well, you know, what I'll just tell you, when I come up with characters, it's just people in everyday life. I, you know, like I said, I live in Boston and I work in Boston, so I'm on the train all the time, you know, so I just, you know, sit and watch people. I'm a people watcher, so I'll sit and watch people and, you know, come up with a character. And, you know, it's like, you know, this one particular, you know, young lady sitting on the train, you know, reading the newspaper or whatever. And I, you know, get in my head, you know, could she be, you know, a FBI agent or whatever the case may be, and just come with a character that way. But as far as the characters in Still Searching, and if you're asking if I could relate to any of the characters, absolutely. Brenda and Brenda's best friend, I see myself in both of them. the Brenda's best friend. She's a little sassy. She kind of sometimes speaks before she thinks. But her heart's in a good place. And of course, Brenda, she's a rational one. She always thinks before she, you know, makes a move and that sort of thing. It may not necessarily be the best move, but, you know, she's more of a thinker before she moves. And, you know, her best friend is pretty much the opposite. And I think opposites attract. And these two, you know, they're the best buds. And they go through from college all through their adult lives together. I saw both characters, you know, both main characters, that is, and myself, and, you know, some girlfriends that I have, but don't tell them I said that. So absolutely.
Yeah, and the theme of searching feels like universal. We're all looking for something at different points in life. Mm-hmm. What are the main things your characters are searching for, and how do these searches connect with today's readers?
She just wants happiness. You know, Brenda, you know, she had a turbulent relationship with her mother. She's from the South, and typically in the South, you know, things have changed, and they are changing. But typically back, you know, in the 60s and early 70s, it was you're being seen and not heard for the most part. And you just go with the flow, you know, whatever the past generation did, you do, you know, go to college, you go to the same college, you know, and that sort of thing. And, you know, like a traditional situation. But Brenda didn't want to do that. She beat her own drum. She, you know, she didn't want a father follow in her brother's, you know, footsteps. And, you know, her mom, you know, and dad, well, more so her mom, you know, butted heads with, you know, being, because her mom is very traditional, very ladylike, very prim and proper and that sort of thing. And her mom is more, back in the day, a lot of Southern women were like this in families. It's like, you know, what will people say? You know, they are all about what other people think about them, as opposed to, you know, doing what you want for your own happiness. And I think Brenda was ahead of her time, you know, as far as that is concerned, because she just wanted to do something different. She just didn't want to follow the same path that, you know, her brothers and sisters and, you know, other people in the community did. And so, yeah.
And sometimes, you know, writing teaches us as much as entertains others. What did you discover about yourself while writing Still Searching?
That I was stronger than I thought, especially going through the cancer. And, you know, I'm still raising a child, single mother, raising a child, writing a book, even though he was an adult. They always need mom, you know, for one thing or another. And then, you know, trying to establish, you know, have a career. So, all of the above. It taught me that, Lorraine, you're stronger than you think. You know, I think when we are faced with different challenges, that it shows you, you know, just how resilient you are and how strong you are, and you can make it through. So of course, there were days and times that, you know, after chemo, I was like, no way I could, you know, pick up a pen or go to this computer and edit this book. But, you know, I found the strength to, you know, get through it. So it taught me that, Lorraine, you got this. You are stronger than you think. And it did. And it made me to consider other challenges, things that I, you know, probably would not have done. You know, breast cancer, it sucks. Truly it does. But it taught me that, you know, you're resilient, you're strong. It gave me a second chance to, you know, explore other things. So that was the lesson I've learned. You know, that's what it taught me by finishing this book and reading, you know, and writing the book. It that, you know, you are Brenda. Well, look, Brenda never gave up.
At some point we were Brenda. And books come alive when readers bring their own meaning to them. Oh. Have you received any feedback from readers that really stayed with you?
Oh, that, yes. And the majority of the feedback that I've received and which really resonated with me is that, Lorraine, you know, they are Brenda. They can relate to her. You know, I went through this, you know, and when I, you know, tell my, you know, breast cancer journey, they also, you know, can definitely, some of the readers can really relate to that. And they, you know, said, you know, wow, you went through this while you're going through cancer and chemo and that, you know. And, you know, it was like, hats off to you, Lorraine, because it gave me, gave them, you know, if you can do it, I can do it attitude. And that's basically what I wanted to give from the book, you know, not just with the breast cancer situation, but just with Brenda's trials and tribulations and how she came out on the other end. And, you know, even at the end of the story, she, when she became a mother, she kind of related to her own mother. She, you know, sometimes you can't relate until you've gone through some of the things that other people have gone through. And, you know, at the end of the day, Brenda, she, you know, when she became a mother, she's like, you know, she kind of like said, Mom, I see what you were going through and I understand how you felt and why you did what you did, you know, when you did it. So, yeah.
Yeah, and one book often opens the door for many more. Do you see yourself writing more books in the future?
Yes, I have one in the works right now. It's about two best friends again, but this is it's based right here in the Boston-Cambridge area. And two friends who have two sons who are, you know, going through some things. So, yeah, it's in the works.
Okay. And for the aspiring writers listening, that they want to learn from your journey, mm-hmm. what advice will you give to someone who is still searching for their voice as an author?
Never give up. Continue writing and look at all avenues of writing. It's not just, you know, there's so many doors opening now with, you know, Amazon, Barnes and Noble, you know, you don't necessarily have to go the traditional way now to, you know, get your book published and, you know, be really successful at it. So just don't limit yourself and keep writing and don't give up. Yeah. And if you can find a teacher, a professor, you know, or someone to kind of like, be your mentor, you know, that would be very helpful as well.
And just let's make sure listeners know where to connect with your work. Where can people find Still Searching and follow you online?
Well, you can follow me at you know, LORSM3 on Instagram and LORSM3 on Facebook as well. And my book, Still Searching, is on all platforms, Barnes and Nobles, Amazon, Apple, pretty much all the platforms. But the majority of my customers, they seem to aim more so toward Amazon.com. So that's where, but it's on all major platforms.
And thank you, Lorraine. It has been a pleasure to have you on Authors Radio. Thank you for giving us a glimpse into your work and sharing your passion. And listeners, be sure to check her book. Thank you for tuning into Authors Radio, amplifying voices, inspiring the world. And join me next time for another inspiring conversation. In the meantime, happy listening.
Bye now.